This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ken Sterling is our buddy, does afternoons on 1430 in Indianapolis, Indiana, with those sweet Hoosiers. Come on. And here we go, Ken. How you doing? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you, Scott. Good to be on.
My man. So, it was so strange for me to see Andrew Luck get shut out after the job he's been doing, like particularly in this run they were on of five straight wins, and he was throwing like three TDs a game. Were you surprised, as I was, to see him get so many trips inside, you know, Jacksonville's, you know, 30 or whatever, and not produce?
You know, I was, but I thought that Frank Reich outthought himself. You know, he out-schemed himself. He tried to get clever on that Eric Ebron sweep and did some things that kind of played to the strength of the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. And so that it came to that wasn't really surprising. If you give a team like Jacksonville life, sometimes they're going to take advantage of it, and I think that's what happened on Sunday.
So they played this Texans team before, and the game was crazy, 37-34 in Indy. And I remember they blew that game too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They another fourth down, kind of go for it, be real aggressive move by Frank Reich, kind of splashed back on him, fourth and four in the overtime. And if they punt, the worst you're going to come out with is a tie. They went for it. They turned it over. Texans, they had a nice catch by DeAndre Hopkins. They kick a field goal, win that game. Andrew Luck was spectacular that day, 40 of 62 for 464, four TDs, no picks. He was sacked four times. Luck was really, really good, but not good enough.
So it was a great game either way. I got to tell you, Frank Reich, with those risks, the rolling the dice, taking chances, I mean, I kind of like it. I'll be honest with you. You know, if you're going to beat a coach, like, there's a lot of people talking about his aggressive style on fourth downs and going for it and, you know, taking that risk. Do you like it or not? I mean, I think it's refreshing, to be honest with you. I'd rather have a coach go for it and take shots and try to win and at all costs. If I'm a Colts fan, I say that's an exciting way to live.
I'll tell you what. I think it's like Jägermeister in the bars. You know, it seems like a really good idea in the hypothetical. And then when you do it, you're like, geez, maybe that's something I'm going to regret in a little bit.
Because you will. You'll wake up face down. Not good. That's the Satan's juice is what that is.
He says that it's analytics. They have an analytics staff, and they go over things on Friday and Saturday, and they talk about these kinds of instances. And he says that all the math supports going for it in those situations. But you know what? It's one of those things where if on that fourth and goal from the one, if you kick the field goal and you take the 3 points, the Jaguars think, you know what, here we go again. They got their three. We're going to have a tough time scoring because Cody Kessler sucks. We know it. This game, you know what, maybe it's not ours for like the seventh or eighth straight week, whatever. But you give them life. You gave them an opportunity by taking kind of an unwieldy risk. And as a result, they make a play, and all of a sudden they start to feel good about themselves. And if you give an NFL team enough momentum-changing plays like that, you're going to wind up on the losing end more often than not.
So Ken Sterling with us from Afternoons on CBS Sports Radio, 1430 in Indy. This team, you know, that whole division is getting really exciting, if you ask me. You had Derrick Henry with the big game against the Jags, gigantic game, and then – Houston's rattled off nine in a row. You were a victim in one of them in Indy. Now you're going there. What do you think they – I mean, because the game was so close. They had the game, if you ask me. What do they have to think about doing differently in this game on Sunday against a team that is, you know, ultra hot and really confident and probably as loose as a goose heading down the stretch in these last 4 weeks?
You know what you kind of have to do is stop the run. because that's what the Texans love to do. That's kind of the base of their offense. And the Colts have been really good at that. They've got a defensive front and a linebacker core that has been really, really good against the run. I can't remember the last time, I don't know if this season, anybody has really hurt them via the run. And without the run, then you got to rely on Deshaun Watson. Last time these two teams played, the Colts had 7 sacks. They didn't do a very good job of stopping DeAndre Hopkins, who had a really big game. But defensively, this is a really good matchup for the Indianapolis Colts. And then on offense, you've got to find a way. Hopefully, T.Y. Hilton hadn't practiced yet this week. Hopefully, he's good to go on Sunday because he has owned Joseph during their entire run against each other. I think luck to Hilton is really, really important offensively. And then on the defensive side of the ball, what you got to do is contain Watson and stop the run. I think that this is a more conducive matchup. As silly as this sounds, and I know it's nuts as it's coming out of my mouth, I think Colts-Texans is better for the Colts than Colts-Jaguars were last weekend.
Wow. Ken Sterling with us. So their preseason, no one expected anything, and then here comes Andrew Luck, and he starts lighting it up again, and here they are. I think after that game, they had a really good shot of the playoffs, but they lose and get shut out, and now where they are going into this game in Houston, do you think they still have a shot at a wild card? What's the feeling on their playoff hopes?
Well, it's kind of dim unless they win out. You know, if they lose this game, it's over, because one of the tiebreakers for the wild card, the second tiebreaker, is record within the conference. And if they lose this one, they put themselves in a situation where they've got to rely likely on the Ravens to lose to the Cleveland Browns in the last game of the season. I go with Frank Reich. What Reich and Luck were saying yesterday to the media is that, you know what, it's not about this being December and we've got to win out. This is about getting better. We're going to try to get better every day. And usually I take that as nonsense from coaches and quarterbacks, but I really believe that that's what this team's about and what the franchise is about. And if they made the playoffs this year, that'd be a wonderful result. That really wasn't even a dream when this team started playing in 2018. They've got another draft in 19. So the future's kind of bright no matter what happens. I think they got to win out. And obviously that means they got to win Sunday night. If they're going to lose one of their remaining games, it's got to be against either the Cowboys or the Giants, because they can't take another loss inside the AFC and win tiebreakers to go to the playoffs as a wild card.
I think their schedule is brutal with Dallas in Indy, Giants in Indy, and they have actually, I know they stink, but they've actually been playing solid over the last month, and every game they played, they were kind of in it, and actually, you know, won games. They, you know, beat the Bears even. So I think they're better than they performed all year, let's just say. And then that game in Nashville to end it, I think is brutal for the Colts. Let me ask you this. How is T.Y. Hilton and Eric Ebron in regards to this Sunday?
I think they're both going to play. They both talk like they're going to play. T.Y. Hilton's got a variety of injuries. He had a rib. He's got a shoulder. He's got a leg thing going on. But he is a tough guy, and he finished the game last weekend, as did Eric Ebron. And as a result, I think those guys are going to be back. I think they're going to play. Ryan Kelly looks like he's not going to be back on Sunday as a starting center. That's not a good thing. Mo Alie-Cox as a backup tight end, and really kind of a guy who needs to be around to replace Jack Doyle, who is lost for the season with a kidney. You need him. He isn't going to be back, it looks like. And so Hilton, Ebron back, Mo Alie-Cox and Ryan Kelly not back. So you get, you know, the two guys you'd rather have, I guess, if you got to pick two to be down and two to be up this Sunday, you'd pick Hilton and Ebron to be up and the other guys to be down. But this team has been very resilient where it comes to injuries all year. They've had guys dinged up. They find a way to get on the field, and I think they'll do it again this Sunday.
Let me ask you, Kent, do they have interest in Bell, in Le'Veon Bell?
You know, I don't think so. That's kind of not the way Chris Ballard looks to build this team. He wants to do it via the draft, not splashy free agents. They've got all kinds of money in the offseason, like $118 million under the cap. A lot of that money is going to go to keep their own guys. But I don't think Like, he's very, very picky. If you walk around the locker room like I do and you talk to the guys that he's drafted, there's a behavior kind of thing. There's a mold there that you can see he's drafting to, and I don't think Le'Veon Bell fits into that mold.
Lastly, real quick, respectfully, this Darius Leonard kid has just been surreal watching him play.
He is really fast, a great second-round draft pick, a great dude, and a guy who just loves football. And that's kind of, you know, I was talking about sort of the behavioral sort of blueprint for Colts that Chris Ballard drafts. These guys all really, really love football. It's not about the cash. It's not about the fame. It's about putting the pads on, putting a helmet on, and go hitting people, go scoring touchdowns. And, you know, what's been neat about Darius is that regardless of kind of the fame that's come his way this year, and he's probably going to be the AFC Defensive Rookie of the Year, he's still a really neat, humble guy in the locker room who talks to anybody who wants to talk to him, and none of this has affected him whatsoever. And I think, again, that's part of that behavior that Chris Ballard looks for, guys that just love playing a game, and he sure does.
Ken, great stuff. Enjoy the game with the Colts and Texans on Sunday. Thanks for coming on the bench, as always. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Scott. Thanks.
All right, Ken Sterling does afternoons on 1430 in Indy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.